What's up, punks, trenchies, and death clowns? The following is part of an 8-episode series examining the trans allegory of Lisa Frankenstein. Be sure you've watched the movie first. I will not be held responsible for you being spoiled otherwise. Okay, let's go! Welcome to Tilly's Trans Tuesdays, Tillyvision dial set to max bronze for the unintentionally intentional trans allegory of Lisa Frankenstein, Part 8. This week, we get all the transition care we need and self-actualization arrives. I'm Tilly Bridges, your host, and I'm joined by my writing partner, my best friend, my wife, our token cis representation, the only lady I'd want to be wrapped up with, Susan Bridges.
Hello!
And one last time, our returning guest is the incontestable Kent Eigengrau. Welcome back, Kent.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yay. All right, for the last time, in this series anyway, I'm going to pester you to be sure you've heard parts 1 through 7 first and episodes 134 to 140. I know, it's a lot of parts. Don't blame me, I didn't make this movie, all I did was love it. Yeah, let's get this wrapped up. 1 hour, 24 minutes, 48 seconds. Frank leaves with the trash can that Michael's penis and testicles landed in. Frank wants those things, and we know Lisa has bottom dysphoria, and Frank is Lisa's self-actualization, so you know where this is going. 1 hour, 24 minutes, 55 seconds. Even still, Lisa goes to comfort Taffy to try to make her feel better, having to manage the feelings of the cis people in our lives when we come out, even though we are the ones society makes it so difficult for, is a very real thing we have to do often. Cis grief rears its head again, and do read the essay on it at
TillysTransTuesdays.com
if you haven't yet. 1 hour, 25 minutes, 22 seconds. Inside Taffy's red car with Taffy's red face, Lisa still tries to comfort her, but Taffy pulls away, horrified by Lisa's truth. 1 hour, 25 minutes, 58 seconds. Lisa is still trying to comfort Taffy, who's terrified. Lisa: thank you for being nice to me when no one else was. I did notice. It was just that your mom was so heinous that I'd already decided that you were too. You're the type of person who usually bullies me or looks right through me, but you didn't. You actually went out of your way to try to tell people I was part of your family. You really actually wanted me to be your sister, emphasis mine. Even people who might accept us as nonconforming people of the gender we were assigned at birth cannot handle or accept us once they learn we're actually trans. See cis spousal and partner support in episode 71 for more.
Yeah, Taffy in these scenes has truly become the image of the final girl, which also kind of works in your trans metaphor,
yeah,
as well, because it's not Lisa that's the final girl. It's Taffy who is the final girl.
Yeah.
Lisa in this not being not fitting into the norm, not necessarily being feminine anymore. So
1 hour, 26 minutes, 39 seconds. Lisa gives Taffy her mom's rosary. Those old fears and feelings will no longer hold her back. They do, however, belong to Taffy now that she has revealed her true traitorous self and betrayed Lisa. Lisa: you are, you know, you are my sister. You're a great person, Taff, and I'm sorry I hurt you. I love you. We do love the people in our lives, and we never meant to hurt them. Coming out as trans shouldn't hurt them, though. And society teaches us that we have to apologize for our very existence, for wanting to stop living a lie and be free from pain, just because cis feelings are hurt, and that is bullshit. Wave of Mutilation, UK Surf, by
Excellent
Pixies
choice.
Plays.
Excellent
More
choice.
Lyrics? Hell yeah. Cease to resist giving my goodbye. Drive my car into the ocean. You'll think I'm dead, but I sail away on a wave of mutilation. You will think I'm dead, just like Lisa's mom did, but Lisa's going off to be her true self, and she won't drown under the water of dysphoria. She will sail across it with the body modifications she needs, which a whole lot of cis people sure view as, quote unquote, mutilation.
God, I hate that. That's such a
Right?
specific word to evoke such a specific revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up. I know I've mentioned this when we were emailing to organize this. I'm big into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I found that rereading that book with a trans lens to it mirrors a lot of the trans moral panic, including the words that they use to describe Mr. Hyde in the book. It's almost one to one at times, to such a degree that it's, yeah. But in Frankenstein as well, the way that a lot of transphobes will describe trans men's bodies after surgery, and like, especially you see it, and sorry to bring him up, but Matt Walsh will often like show pictures of people really soon after surgery to point out how disgusting and scarred they are. It's like they're still healing, my guy. That's an early picture. That's not the end result here. They haven't gone to the gym or done physical therapy or like put on like scar cream at all yet. You're just showing the worst image you possibly could find.
And even if that was the final result, even in a world where it was, if it made that person feel better, that is literally all that matters, not what some dude thinks about how it looks, you know? So,
Precisely.
yeah.
It's like all the pictures, he's ignoring the face of the person because the person in the photo is always got the most life-giving smile.
I
Like it
know.
is just such relief,
Yeah.
and that's what was entirely cropped out or not focused on.
Of course.
It's very upsetting the way that
Yeah.
they describe our bodies to us
It
as if we
is.
are monsters, as if we are Frankenstein. So.
Exactly. And obviously, they're not showing pictures right after so many men with gynecomastia get surgery. Or right after a 16-year-old gets a boob job for her graduation present, which actually does happen. Thousands of teenagers get boob jobs.
Earlier
Well,
than that, like 12
yeah.
year olds can get them. Like
That's insane.
there's it's yes.
And like we just
Yes.
talked about in the episodes on trans kids, that there are no trans kids. Basically, the rates are so small. There are almost no trans kids getting any kind of surgery. There's like 0.1% between 16 and 17-year-olds and nothing younger than that. But the most, like 98% of all surgeries performed on minors are on cis boys
On cis
and cis
boys with
girls. No,
gynecomastia.
they were cis boys with
That makes
gynecomastia.
sense.
Yeah. They're the
Yeah.
vast majority of it.
And all those youth numbers for trans surgeries that they're talking about, it's all top surgery for very
Exactly.
well-endowed trans men that have trouble binding, that actually have back problems and that have immense distress over it. They are outliers even in our community. They are rare cases, but they skew enough and they look interesting enough on a graph because they are outliers. It spikes the data in a certain direction, and that's what all the conservatives whine about.
1 hour, 27 minutes, 22 seconds. Lisa picks up the axe used to sever and obtain Michael's genitalia, seemingly to go kill Frank. Cis grief has made her feel so bad she's going to try to kill her true self for good. But 1 hour, 27 minutes, 51 seconds, Lisa ducks under the yellow fear tape to get to Frank. But now she has crossed the line. The fear is behind her now, and she cannot kill Frank. She can't kill her truth. And so, 1 hour, 28 minutes, 6 seconds, she embraces her true self. Lisa, you love me? Do I love myself enough to do this? You love me. She does. He does. I do. Marriage. 1 hour, 28 minutes, 36 seconds. Lisa, listen, we're running out of time. Make love to me. 1 hour, 28 minutes, 44 seconds. Frank looks down and then grunts in discomfort. 1 hour, 28 minutes, 54 seconds. Frank puts Lisa's hand on his crotch. Lisa, oh. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 12 seconds. Lisa's asking herself if she can transition and be the man she wants to be without the thing our sexist gendered society says you need to be a man. And she confirms it to herself. Here it
Wait,
comes.
we want to say he puts her hand on him, just like
Yes.
Doug does.
Sure.
But now this is very, very different.
Well, that's technically her crutch, but here comes the transiest thing in the entire movie, Lisa. That's okay. We can, I mean, you don't need one of those to be a man. You don't need a penis to be a man. Genitalia does not determine gender. You don't have to get bottom surgery to be a man. Lisa, it's actually like the least important part, really. We can do other things and it's fine. It's fine. When I first heard that line, I was just like, oh, this movie is just trans
Yeah, it
trans.
just is. It just, okay, so even if it's not the entirety of the piece, that scene explicitly is trans, and there's no way you can really slice that. Whether the interpretation is Frank is a trans man who is like building himself in post-death in the future, what have you, whether that's Lisa and Frank are the same person through their transition, this scene is trans. You can't escape that. It just
Yeah,
is.
that line is the transiest thing I've seen in like any of these movies I've done a write-up on. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 23 seconds. But Frank has Michael's junk. You don't need bottom surgery
It's
to
in his
be a
pocket, too.
trans man. But if you are a trans man who needs bottom surgery, then you should get it. But either way, it's not the thing that determines the gender you know yourself to be. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 29 seconds. Lisa, you cut it off for me? Yes, we will get gender confirmation surgeries if it's what we need, and sometimes that means modifying our bodies in ways we need to live authentic lives. Cis people do this all the time, even while being horrified by and legislating against trans people doing the very same things.
And the cis people don't have to go to several psychologists and get letters before they do it, too.
Right?
It's
They
also
just
more
get to.
expensive for us a lot of times.
Yeah. Again and again and again, this has come up. Please listen to it in episode 22. Cis people get gender affirming health care too. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 31 seconds. When Lisa and Frank are closer than they've ever been, a police officer, aka the people who literally police gender in our society, comes in to break it up. This is an active crime scene. You guys can't be here. Women don't belong in a grove for bachelors. This is unacceptable. It's worth noting actual cops are, as a group, incredibly hostile to trans people.
But she does say you guys.
She does. So usually she genders them correctly.
Yeah, the police are very specific to our community and
Yeah.
just the LGBTQ community in general. Like the history of queer people versus the police is a long and very detailed one.
Yeah, they have spent forever, like the entire history, at least in the US, literally policing queer people and queer bodies and the expression of that queerness. So
Hey, well, what do you think's going to happen when you build a system to maintain white supremacy, and then that also
exactly.
extrapolates out to conformity? So.
Yep. As in the Matrix films and See My Book, you know the drill, police and security guards and agents are the tools of the system that it uses to oppress people. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 43 seconds. Frank drops the cop in a
It's
grave.
just plop. Just picks her up and just nope, you're done now. We're done
That's
with you.
right.
Scene over.
Your quote unquote rules in support of the false dichotomy, episode 11, and oppression will not stop me. They no longer apply to me. I've seen through the lies. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 54 seconds. Lisa, in what is intentionally a very sexually suggestive pose, attaches the genitalia her true self needs. Bottom surgery.
Although I love how he's standing with
Oh,
his,
the
like,
confidence and the
yes.
dignity and the like, yes, like it's such a, that's another good performance moment of just
The
like
hands on
the
hips, yes.
campiness of like distinguished gentleman as he's getting
Almost
the
a
gentleman's
superhero pose.
vegetables.
It is,
Yeah, the hands on hips, like
yeah.
triumphant. Yeah.
And note that the large penis grave drawing we saw earlier is
Yes.
right next to them. And what's to the left of that? A woman in an old-timey high-femme clothing like Lisa was wearing in her dream, but it's in negative. The black and white are
Oh,
reversed. That's
okay.
the opposite of what she wants. REO Speedwagon's I Can't Fight This Feeling Any Longer plays, but it's a cover with a woman singing a perceived gender change. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 12 seconds. On the black wooden cat behind Frank, it says, Feed the Kitty, which, may be a thing Frank can do after bottom surgery if you follow the euphemism. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 23 seconds. They come out of the shed with the magic electric tanning bed. The surgery is complete.
Just like skipping along.
Yes. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 29 seconds. Frank kisses her hand, acceptance, thanks, and a goodbye to the person he was who got him here. Look how Frank is now more human in appearance than ever. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 38 seconds. He puts a candy ring on Lisa's finger. The two are now one. Their marriage, their union, Frank will be all there is. 1 hour, 31 minutes, 14 seconds. Another kiss of self-acceptance. 1 hour, 31 minutes, 53 seconds. They change positions. He is now where she was. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 1 second. Returning to the opening animation style, they ride a rocket to the stars together. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 7 seconds. The rocket crashes into the man in the moon, and they walk across his surface, over and beyond. She did it. He did it. They're here and going further than they ever dreamed they could. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 28 seconds. After consummating their union and gaining full acceptance, Lisa, there's no other way. No, don't cry. They kiss each other's hands to cement the transition. His tears don't smell now, or perhaps she's grown to like the smell as it affirms who she is. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 36 seconds. I don't know how I was ever afraid of you. We spend our lives terrified of what's inside, of who we truly are, because society teaches us to do exactly that. But we were never anything to be afraid of. They're about to kiss when police sirens interrupt them. Society's policing of gender roles is still coming for them. 1 hour, 33 minutes, 17 seconds. Sitting on the edge of the tanning bed, which again looks like a coffin, she hands Frank a note and uses her thumb to move a kiss from her lips to his face awash in trans lighting. For our true selves to live, our old selves must die. I Saw the TV Glow, as discussed starting in episode 81, also uses this metaphor to great effect in its allegory. 1 hour, 33 minutes, 35 seconds, as Lisa lies down inside, ready to fully become her true self, the final kiss of self-acceptance. 1 hour, 33 minutes, 47 seconds. She's bathed in the dysphoria light. It, too, will die with our old selves as we live authentic lives, hopefully free of the dysphoria that plagued us. 1 hour, 34 minutes, 13 seconds. Lisa's not afraid now. This is what she's been waiting for and what she needs to do. 1 hour, 34 minutes, 19 seconds. The sparks from the final transformation knock over a pillar with one of Taffy's tiara on it. A pillar of femininity is falling. 1 hour, 34 minutes, 27 seconds. The tanning bed erupts in flames. The past is destroyed. Frank's still a little sad and emotional about it. 1 hour, 34 minutes, 38 seconds. Frank opens Lisa's note. Death is temporary. I'll love you forever. She did not sign her name, for Lisa is no more. There is only a lightning bolt, a symbol of the thing that allowed her to become him. 1 hour, 35 minutes, 15 seconds. The shed goes up in flames. A kid looking on, bitchin'. Yeah, kid transition is bitchin'. Worth noting that I Saw the TV Glow, again, the discussion of which began back in episode 81, also uses flames and even emergency vehicles showing up at a house in the exact same way. We burn down falsehoods and society treats it as an emergency and a crime.
That comes up a lot in like every Frankenstein adaptation. Fire is such a
Yeah.
specific symbol throughout all of them. And I think it's especially interesting in this version of this story that the quote unquote Victor Frankenstein character of Lisa is the one that quote unquote perishes in the
Yeah.
fire versus what usually happens in many adaptations, which is the monster ends up
Right.
perishing in a fire. So.
Even though, interestingly, in the book, the monster says he will perish in a fire, but we never actually see it happen.
Yeah, and then you see Bride of Frankenstein, and then you're like, oh, so I guess you're fine. Okay. But yes, it's one of those dies off screen big tragedy moment,
Yeah.
very like the big burning windmill is very, very much burned into pop culture as the end of Frankenstein. It comes up in like the vast majority of adaptations. And that isn't necessarily from the books. But it's from the old adaptations, the black and white versions, and that kind of
Yeah.
carries over. But we see it here in the form of the shed and the tanning bed and Lisa versus the quote unquote creature or the monster, which is an
Yeah.
interesting flip here.
It is almost as if there's a
Who
transition of a kind. Okay.
could have guessed?
1 hour, 35 minutes, 24 seconds. Taffy and their dad visit Lisa's grave. She's dead to them. I Saw the TV Glow and The Matrix, specifically the Animatrix short Kids Story, also use this metaphor for how many cis people see us when we transition. We are dead to them. 1 hour, 35 minutes, 43 seconds. And yet, Taffy's and Dad's flowers are explicitly pink, white, and blue.
They're both transy bouquets.
Yep, as if in death, perhaps they could finally acknowledge Lisa's truth. Maybe. But Taffy wears Lisa's mom's rosary, so is still chained under all those false beliefs. And if you watch, Lisa's dad doesn't even leave the flowers he brought for Lisa. He takes them with him. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, Dale.
Yeah, when I noticed that, I'm like, no, oh, you're
I
such a
think that those
shithead.
flowers were meant for Janet because he says that they're going to Janet afterwards, but it is interesting that it's the same
It's the exact
bouquet.
same
Exact
bouquet.
bouquet.
Yeah. 1 hour, 36 minutes, 45 seconds. But look at the flowers Frank left for her. They are, in fact, the very same flowers Lisa brought to Frank's grave in Bachelor's Grove back at 6 minutes and 30 seconds into the movie. Frank was dead and had no way to know what she would have left him unless he and Lisa were always the same person at two ends of transition. Also, did you catch what it says down on the bottom of Lisa's tombstone? Beloved wife, transition achieved, self-actualize. 1 hour, 36 minutes, 51 seconds. Frank is now on the bench, reading aloud. He has a voice, finally. He reads the poem To Mary by Percy Shelley, who was, well, he was a lot, but he was married to Mary Shelley, who wrote the original Frankenstein. Oh, Mary dear, that you are here, with your brown eyes bright and clear, and your sweet voice like a bird singing love to its lone mate in the ivory bower disconsolate. Voice the sweetest I ever heard, and your brow more than the sky of this azure Italy. Mary dear, come to me soon. I am not well whilst thou art far. As sunset to the spherèd moon, as twilight to the western star, thou beloved art to me. O Mary dear, that you were here. The castle echo whispers here. Very much a longing for the one we love, the one we wish was here. And if you again view people in a romance as a person loving their true self enough to transition, it's also perhaps a final goodbye to the person we were, to the costume we wore, to the part we played. None of them are truth, but they persevered long enough until we could be free and real.
There is a quote unquote romantic interest in the book in the character Elizabeth, which you can see parallels to Lisa from Elizabeth in the name. But it's interesting because that character, spoilers, is killed by the monster. So
That's right.
it's just interesting that in this adaptation that technically does also happen, where the character
Yeah.
that would be Elizabeth, who is also the love interest, who is also the main character, has been quote unquote killed by the creature, but in this case it was romantic and willingly and self-actualizing.
Yeah. 1 hour, 37 minutes, 20 seconds. Lisa is all in red. Now she is nothing but love, and she's all bandaged like a mummy. Remember the poster in her bedroom slash subconscious, like the papoose blankets she wrapped herself in? Here at Papoose Lake, even her brooch is a heart. Notice again that the hat, which Frank gave her, has a flower on it, and she accepted it. Remember the opening credit animation and how that indicated the perceived woman accepting the gift of Frank's existence, but it disappeared when she rejected him. Well, here it is again for good. And her face is all white, going through the reversal of what we saw Frank go through. This is her end and why Frank is saying goodbye. And just look at his rainbow suspenders. He is
Some
out
good
and proud.
suspenders.
As we close out, I Call You Mine by The Zombies plays. Here's some lyrics one more time. Though you and I would dance and laugh and play, walk in the light of day and talk the night away, could you see, baby, you understood then that I loved you how I loved you? I couldn't chance to break the spell we had, the happy times we had, and yet the times were sad. Just for me, baby, you understood then I was afraid to try to call you mine. But now you've come to me, you've brought your love to me. Welcome, new real me, I'm here to stay. And farewell, old me. You were never really me, but thanks for holding on long enough and loving yourself enough to get me here. So, What is your verdict? Was the incredibly deep transness in this film unintentionally intentional? Was it intentionally intentional? I think I'm leaning more toward the latter, but it's maybe up for debate.
I've been sold. I'm convinced. There's so much evidence that, yeah. And I'm still thinking about the Bride of Frankenstein mask. Like, that one was
Right?
really like, oh, okay, all right.
That bit and the two times it showed up, I was just like, yeah, those really blew my mind when I was going through. Because,
Yeah.
like, the first few times I watched and took notes, I didn't know what the mask on the person under the bed was, and I couldn't see well enough what the man breaking in to kill her mom was wearing. It wasn't until I was doing my research that I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, no, that was always like, that was a moment I was like, okay, all right, like, especially the slasher film scene of the
Yeah.
break-in and then the murder of her mother, quote unquote, like, as symbolism is of course something told to us through Taffy. We never
Right.
get really that narrative from Lisa. So like, we don't actually know precisely what happens. We only know what happened filtered through Taffy.
Right.
So yeah, it's depicted to us like an 80s horror movie would be versus whatever the reality actually was.
And that's
So
how a cis person is perhaps a false ally might view things, so it's
yeah.
very colored through her perception.
Yeah, and then of course at the end she's wrapped up kind of like the costume from The Bride and Bride of Frankenstein, which a lot of people don't remember properly because there's a lot of the bride kind of rejects Frankenstein when presented to Frankenstein's monster. Like, she doesn't want to necessarily be with him, but a lot of people read it as a time-honored love story, but it's not entirely accurate. It's a lot more
Well,
complicated.
it wouldn't be the first time that a woman rejected a guy and they're like, she's just playing hard to get. She really wants you. So,
That's
our
very
society
much
kind
that
of,
movie. Yeah.
yeah. Well, what is not up for debate is that this is the most explicitly trans mask allegory I have ever seen in a film that is not only fun and a delight to watch, but that has so much to say about the way society forces conformity on us all and the damage that does to us. Maybe at some point you got close to figuring yourself out, but then got scared or hurt and put the real you back in a box and buried them deep in your heart. But Zelda Williams, Diablo Cody, Catherine Newton, and Cole Sprouse are here to remind you that you can always let them back out, and you should. It might just feel electric, and it might just make you whole and a more real person than you've ever been. Thank you for being here through this whole discussion, Kent. You've been such a delight, and thank you for spending so much time with us to talk about this.
Oh yeah, no, wow, this was there was so much there, more than I was ever expecting. So that was a delight to go through like minute by minute about like every other scene. There really is a lot there.
There's so much.
And it's
Yeah.
just a fun movie.
It's so
It's so
fun.
camp, it's so
Yeah.
fun. Highly recommend it. It's just a fun time.
Well, you had wonderful insights. You were the perfect guest to have on for these episodes. So I'm so glad you were here.
Oh, thank
Absolutely.
you.
And thank you, everyone who's listening, for joining me on this installment of Tilly Vision and for accompanying me on the choppy seas as we ring the bells to keep the monsters away. And thank you for listening to this podcast at all, whether you're just joining us or you've been with us for all three seasons so far. We're going to take a little time off, like we usually do this time of year, to rest and celebrate making it through the year. Have a lovely and safe holiday season and a happy new year. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays will be back at the end of January to kick off season 4. And remember, transition saves us, babes, and you're worth saving. Tilly Bridges and Transmission. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays is hosted by Tilly Bridges and Susan Bridges, with audio editing and sound mixing by Jillian Morgan. The written essay version of this week's topic and all past topics is available at tillystranstuesdays.com. Special thanks to Daisy and Jane for the use of Sorry Not Sorry as our show's theme music. Please stop by and show your support at daisyandjane.bandcamp.com and soundcloud.com/daisyandjane. You can find me at Tilly Bridges on Blue Sky and on Mastodon at tillybridges@mastodon.social, and you can find Susan on those at Susan L. Bridges. You can find Jillian at Audio Jillian on Blue Sky. You can join the Tillyverse Discord server by following the link at the very bottom of tillystranstuesdays.com. We hold regular watch parties for the Matrix films and other trans movies, where I do a live Q&A, and it's blossomed into a wonderfully supportive, compassionate, kind community of friends. We'd love to have you join us. If you'd like to keep up with all the writing that Susan and I do, you can sign up for our newsletter at birdguestbroadcast.com. If you enjoy this show, please take a moment to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. The largest segment of our listeners find the show there, and more reviews equals a higher profile, which means it will reach more of the people who need it. Thank you for your support. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.